Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 21, Instructions by Maharaj Prithu, Part 2, Verses 21 through 44. Prithu's Instructions. Maharaj Prithu spoke, O gentle members of the assembly, may all good fortune be upon you. May all of you great souls who have come to attend this meeting kindly hear my prayer attentively. For a person who is actually inquisitive must present one's decision before an assembly of noble souls. By the grace of the Supreme Lord, I have been appointed king of this planet Earth, and I carry the scepter to rule the citizens, protect them from all danger, and give them employment according to their respective positions in the social order established by Vedic injunction. I think that upon the execution of my duties as king, I shall be able to achieve the desirable objectives described by experts in Vedic knowledge. This destination is certainly achieved by the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Dishtadrik, the seer of all destiny. Any king who does not teach his citizens about their respective duties in terms of varna and ashram, and who simply exacts tolls and taxes from them, is liable to suffer for the impious activities which have been performed by the citizens. And in addition to such degradation, the king also loses his own fortune. Therefore, my dear citizens, for the welfare of your king after his death, you should execute your duties properly in terms of your positions of varna and ashram. And you should always think of Adhokraja, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, dwelling within your hearts, who is not perceivable by blunt material senses. And by doing so, you will protect your own interests, and you will bestow mercy upon your king for his welfare after death. So I request all the pure-hearted demigods, forefathers, and saintly persons to support my proposal, for after death, the result of an action is equally shared by its doer, its director, and its supporter. My dear respectable ladies and gentlemen, according to the authoritative statements of Shastra, there must be a supreme authority who is able to award the respective benefits of our present activities. For the Supreme Lord is called Yajñapati, the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Otherwise, why should there be persons who are unusually beautiful and powerful, both in this life and in the life after death? This is confirmed not only by the evidence of the Vedas, but also by the personal behavior of great personalities like Manu, Uttanapada, Dhruva, Priyavrata, and my grandfather Anga, as well as by many other great personalities and ordinary living entities, exemplified by Maharaj Prahlad and Bali Maharaj, all of whom are theists, believing in the existence of Gadabrita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who carries a club. Although abominable persons like my father, Vena, the grandson of death personified, are bewildered on the path of religion, all the great personalities, like those mentioned, agree that in this world, the only bestower of the benedictions of religion, economic development, sense gratification, liberation, or elevation to heavenly planets is Atmiya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the inclination to serve the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, suffering humanity can immediately cleanse the dirt which has accumulated in their minds during innumerable births. Like the waters of the Ganga, which emanate from the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord, such a process immediately cleanses the mind, and thus spiritual or Krishna consciousness gradually increases. When the devotee takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he or she is completely cleansed of all misunderstanding or mental speculation, and one manifests renunciation. This is possible only when one is strengthened by practicing bhakti yoga. Once having taken shelter at the root of the lotus feet of the Lord, a devotee never comes back to this material existence, which is full of the threefold miseries, adhyatmik, adhidaivik, and adhivautika. Thus, engaging your minds, your words, your bodies, and the results of your occupational duties, and being always open-minded, you should all render devotional service to the Lord. And according to your abilities and the occupations in which you are situated, you should engage your service at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full confidence and without reservation. Then you will surely be successful in achieving the final objective in your lives. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental and not contaminated by this material world. But although he is concentrated spirit soul without material variety, for the benefit of the conditioned soul, Krishna nevertheless accepts different types of sacrifice performed with various material elements, rituals, and mantras, which are offered to the demigods under different names according to the interests and purposes of the performers. Vibhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is all-pervading, but he is also manifest in different types of bodies which arise from a combination of material nature, time, desires, and occupational duties. Thus, different types of consciousness develop, just as fire, which is always basically the same, blazes in different ways according to the shape and dimension of the firewood. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is master and enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices, and he is the supreme spiritual master as well. Now, all of you citizens on the surface of the globe who have a relationship with me and who are worshipping Krishna by dint of your occupational duties are thus bestowing your mercy upon me. Therefore, my citizens, I thank you. The Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are personally glorified by their characteristic powers of tolerance, penance, knowledge, and education. And by dint of all these spiritual assets, Vaishnavas are even more powerful than royalty. It is therefore advised that the princely order not exhibit its material prowess before these two communities, and should avoid offending them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Brahmanyadeva, the Lord of Brahminical culture, and is the ancient eternal Godhead. Hari is Agrani, the foremost among all great personalities, and he obtained the opulence of his staunch reputation, which purifies the entire universe, by worshipping the lotus feet of those Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Swarat, everlastingly independent, and who is Guha Ashaya, existing in everyone's heart, is very pleased with those who follow in his footsteps and engage without reservation in the service of the descendants of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. For Krishna is always Vipra-priya, dear to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and they are always dear to him. By regular service to Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, one can clear the dirt from one's heart and thus enjoy supreme peace and liberation from material attachment and thus be satisfied. In this world, there is no fruitive activity superior to serving the Brahmana class, for this can bring pleasure to the demigods for whom the many sacrifices are recommended. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ananta Deva, eats through the fire sacrifices offered in the names of the different demigods, he does not take as much pleasure in eating through fire as he does in accepting offerings through the mouths of learned sages and devotees. For then the Lord does not leave the association of devotees. In Brahmanical culture, a Brahmana's transcendental position is eternally maintained because the injunctions of the Vedas are accepted with faith, austerity, scriptural conclusions, full sense and mind control, and meditation. In this way, the real goal of life is illuminated, just as one's face is fully reflected in a clear mirror. O respectable personalities present here, I beg the blessings of all of you that I may perpetually carry on my crown the dust from the lotus feet of such Brahmanas and Vaishnavas until the end of my life. For one who can carry such dust on one's head is very soon relieved of all the reactions which may arise from sinful life, and eventually such a person develops all good and desirable qualities. And whoever acquires the Brahmanical qualifications, whose only wealth is good behavior, who is grateful, and who takes shelter of experienced persons, gets all the opulence of this world. I therefore wish that Janardana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his associates, may they be pleased with the Brahmana class, with the cows, and with me. Recorded October 14, 2023, the day of a solar eclipse, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namatye purusham tvadyam Ishwaram prakrite param Alakshyam sarva bhutanam Antar bahir avastam. Advaitam. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namma Pankaja Napaya Namma Pankaja Malane Namma Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Namo Kinchana Vittaya Nivritta Guna Vrittaye Atma Ramaya Shantaya Kaivalya Hataye Namaha Vasudeva Paraveda Vasudeva Paramukha Vasudeva Parayoga Vasudeva Parakriya Vasudeva Parangyanam Vasudeva Parantapaha Vasudeva Parodharmo Vasudeva Paragatihi Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari He Natha Narayana Vasudeva Jaya Govinda Jaya Gopala Keshava Madhava Dinadayal Dinadayal Prabhu Dinadayal Dinadayal Prabhu Dinadayal Shyama Sundara Kanaya Lala Girivaradhari Nanda Dulal Nanda Dulal Prabhu Nanda Dulal Nanda Dulal Prabhu Nanda Dulal Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Madhava Govinda Gopala Hari Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Vallava Govinda Gopala Hari Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha.